Unit 4.
Since ancient times, scientists have been aware that peculiar, dance-like movements are enacted by forager bees returning to the hive after locating a food source. Since ancient times, scientists have been aware that peculiar, dance-like movements are enacted by forager bees returning to the hive after locating a food source. He set up food sources near an artificial glass-walled hive and trained a group of foragers, marked with colored paint, to locate a source and return a pollen sample to the hive. He set up food sources near an artificial glass-walled hive and trained a group of foragers, marked with colored paint, to locate a source and return a pollen sample to the hive. Moreover, the bees executed different dances depending on the type of information they needed to convey. Moreover, the bees executed different dances depending on the type of information they needed to convey. For instance, when a food source is close to the hive, relatively simple dances are performed. For instance, when a food source is close to the hive, relatively simple dances are performed. Neither round nor sickle dances communicate anything concerning the direction in which the sustenance can be found. Neither round nor sickle dances communicate anything concerning the direction in which the sustenance can be found. It then loops outward in a semicircle to return to the starting point, after which it moves forward again in the same fashion and semicircles back on the opposite side. It then loops outward in a semicircle to return to the starting point, after which it moves forward again in the same fashion and semicircles back on the opposite side. The distance of the forager's run during the waggle dance is proportional to the distance of the food source. The longer the run, the farther the pollen. The distance of the forager's run during the waggle dance is proportional to the distance of the food source. The longer the run, the farther the pollen. If the pollen is located in the opposite direction from the sun, the forager runs straight down the wall. If the pollen is located in the opposite direction from the sun, the forager runs straight down the wall. Instead, they believe olfactory data from the initial pollen sample found by the forager is enough to transmit the source's location. Instead, they believe olfactory data from the initial pollen sample found by the forager is enough to transmit the source's location. In fact, they feel that, although foragers' communicative dances can guide bees to the vicinity of a pollen store, olfactory clues are used to pinpoint the exact source. In fact, they feel that, although foragers' communicative dances can guide bees to the vicinity of a pollen store, olfactory clues are used to pinpoint the exact source.